tonight we're heading off to Cranbourne. They've got the rail in the 7 metre position for the entire fine conditions. Good four is the current track, but obviously with a warm day predicted in Melbourne today, there will be an upgrade. Penetrometer 5.28, that was taken this morning at around a quarter to 8 o'clock. So that's the latest there in regards to the track. We've got Dean Lester joining us to preview. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Nards.
We're off tonight, night racing Cranbourne with the 8. How did you find the quality of this program?
Yeah, it's pretty standard sort of fare for the night meeting, but yeah, I like a couple tonight. I think we can have a winning night.
That sounds like a good plan. Well, let's have a look at race number one. Here we're looking at a fillies and mares 64 over 1,000 metres, and in this race there are no scratchings. We've got number one, Taikiato, 340, Invincible Amici at $2.30, down to 460 for She Keeps No Secret, and then you've got Contilla, who is a $6 chance.
Yeah, very keen on Invincible Amici here first up, Nard. She probably lost her way last preparation, but importantly the stewards notified on Wednesday that she's had a throat surgery since last campaign. For an intrepid epiglottis, and that probably explains a lot about where she was with her form. She'd lost all of her speed. Her two recent jump outs would suggest she's back to where you'd want her to be to win a race like this, and I think she can get the money in the first to beat three. She Keeps No Secret, both her and Starvasive, number four, trialled together recently at Balnarring. There wasn't a lot between them. I wouldn't think there's much between them here. And Taikiato, who's just battling to win again. It's a long time between wins now, but gets a cheap run from the draw. But I'm very keen on two to win the first. Two, three, 3-4-1.
Two from 3-4-1. We go over to race two for three-year-old fillies over 1,000, and here we've got no scratchings. Number three, Hello Sweetheart at 7. Not a single woman at 8. Down to Pomposity at 6.50. The first starter, Quentin, is at $3.80. Realign at 5.50. 3.90 for Tataviam.
Yeah, it's a really interesting race. I'm going with the bottom one here, Tata VM. It resumes from a spell. It's a daughter of Fair Rende. It'll be better over further. Just saw her back in the spring. That first run was very good at Moonee Valley, but she was always very light and very immature, and I just think being given time to develop, she's had a couple of jump outs in preparation for this, looks to be going well, and while she'll be better over further, wouldn't be surprised if she was just too good for these first up. I'm going with her to beat 6. Pomposity, who's had two recent jump outs at Caulfield, looks to be going quite well. 7, Quentin, has got nice speed, should use it here on debut, and 3, Hello Sweetheart, who I thought trialled a little bit better than at race first up, perhaps fitter for that run, but I think 11's the key runner. I think if the brakes go her way, she might be too strong for these. 11, 6, 7 and 3.
11, 6, 7 and 3. Now to the third event. Fillies and Mares 1200 metre maiden. Take out number 9. We've got number 2 Paris Gem at 9. Spundice at 4.40. El Valentina 3.40. Down to Shimada, who was a first starter at 6. And Zamawi is at $4.60.
Yeah, it's quite a competitive maiden, but I thought 5 spun dice was an acceptable price around the $4.40. Resuming showed ability last preparation and recent jump out looked quite sound, and then just followed them around in another jump out recently. I'm going with 5 to beat 7, El Valentina, who ran quite well on debut, was well fancied that day, fitter for that run. Congratulates back in trip here, that might suit, that could improve, and 11, Zamawi, was making nice ground late on debut, better for that experience, but I thought 5 would run well. 5, 7, 6 and 11.
5, 7, 6 and 11. Now over to race 4 over 1400. You can take out 5 and also the 11. Now the main ones are number 3, Degrassi at 6.50, down to Taruk, who's at 3.80, Peroxide Blonde at 5, and Life in Manhattan is at $3.
And I think she's the one to beat, Life in Manhattan. Debut run to Cincinnati Red, that's good form. Cincinnati Red City performed since. Ran well here, two starts back, just weakened a bit late, and then last start, ridden a bit quieter and ran well in a very fast race, won by Something Serious. Out of that race, Light Parade won it. Caulfield on Wednesday in benchmark 64 grade, so I think this filly is very well placed, number 13 to win, with the claim to beat 8, Play Me Now, who has trialled quite well, looks a little bit one-paced, but should use the barrier to advantage here, and 1,400 on debut should suit. 9, Taruk Laden was no match on debut at Bairnsdale, but better for that experience. And 3, Degrasse might be next best, but 13, I thought hard to beat. 13, 8, 9 and 3.
13, 8, 9, 3. Now race 5, this is the first leg of the quaddie, the 1,600 metre maiden. You can take out runners 4 and also the 11. We've got number six, who is Tav Some Fun, who's at 270, the favourite, fitter for one run. $8 Epaulette Prince, $4 there for Vaminos. Then we're down to St Jackal, who's at $5.50.
I'm going to go with Tav Some Fun. I think it's well enough found in the market. First up run at Seymour was good. He didn't roar through the line, but he just kept finding the line quite well and indicative that probably looking for 1,600 metres. Looks the one to beat, but with no great margin over them. 12, St Jackal wasn't a bad run on debut. Looked like it was going to finish a lot closer at Cranbourne and just had to ease the last 100 metres and still only got beaten less than three lengths. So certainly we'd be better for that run and the extra distance will suit. 9, Vaminos. Was close up in a maiden at Benalla recently. There was 8 horses within about a length of each other there, and I sort of queried the form, but there's been winners come out of the race, so trusting it a little bit more than originally watching the race. It's got a chance, Vaminos, and Deserondo might be the improver here. Last two runs has drawn wide gates and had to go a long way back. First up, raced a lot closer to the speed, and when it placed last time in, raced handier too from the good draw, could improve. 6, 12, 9 and 3.
6, 12, 9, 3. Now race 6 over the Marathon 3000. Take out 6, 7 and also 9. We've got number 1 on Citium Ruler for 20. Bernal at 7. San Remo at $1.90, the favourite. $8 Weave and Rockaway, and then you've got Hurricane at $9.50. We might have an odds on favourite here, Dean, but every other run is single figures.
Yeah, it's that sort of race, Nards. I couldn't take the odds on San Remo, but I could have something on Bennell here. He just loves these long distance races at Cranbourne. He ran well here last start. He had 59 that day, drops down to 53 here, and I don't necessarily think it's that much stronger, so I think he's got a good chance, Bennell, of winning. San Remo is a good chance, got taken on very early last start, and the swooper and one for later was too good, but it has to be regarded here. 4, Weave, comes through the same form line behind one for later, it's just grinding away in these long distance races, he's never far away, and maybe 5, Rockaway next best, who I think will actually relish this longer trip, has been placed at 3,000 in the past next best. 2, 3, 4 and 5.
2 from 3, 4, 5. Over to race number 7 over 2060. We've got number 1 Ayers Rock at $4.40. Pissarro at 9. 7 for Charlie's World. Trigger Points at 4. Blue Bear is at $4.80.
It's not the most reliable horse, Pissarro, number 2, but his last run was very good at 1600 metres and he'll relish this trip. He's either hit or miss. He's had 18 starts. He's won one and he's never run a placing, but he has run 4th in the Victoria Derby, so he can stay, and I think getting out to the longer trip suits. Ayers Rock, he's not a regular winner either, but his last run was at 70 grade, back to 64 here, and he'll roll along up on the speed with the claim. He looks pretty well placed. 8, Argyle Bell, I think on the back up from last Sunday. It was a pretty neat win at Mornington, and for that she drops a bit in weight and I think can run well again. And Blue Bear's running really well. He's just struggling to break through this preparation, but all 4 runs have been at least encouraging. 2, 1, 8 and 6.
2 from 1, 8 and 6. And then we go to race 8 over 1300. You can take out 4, 9, 11, 13, 14, 15 and also the 16. Number 2, El Magnificence at 360, Riverdance Lad at 440, Hell of a Babe at 6, and then you've got Cuban Tonight, who's at 4, and Kobe Princess is also at $4.
Yeah, I thought a tricky finish to the program. I'm going to go with Hell of a Babe here. I think just back a little bit in trip, 64 grade with the claim. I think she's fairly well placed. The one that interests me a little bit is Terregionte, number 1, first run for Darren Weir. Had a trial mid-November at Ballarat, trial quite well. Went to Burrumbeat jumpouts last week and jumped out really well. Jumped out with Wednesday's winner, Teodora, and looked to go very nicely. I think he's big odds. 5, Riverdance Lad. He was a real beneficiary of the way the race was run last week. They slowed it up mid-race, and he just kept improving into the race, got his momentum and beat the favourite, Face Dossek, and run well again. And El Magnificence, he's been a little bit disappointing in recent runs. Hasn't been beaten far. Now he's being tried at 1,300 metres. If he runs the trip, he's certainly a chance. 7, 1, 5 and 2.
7, 1, 5, 2 at the boxes. Bendigo, Dean, best Ruffy Quaddy play of the night.
The best Nards, race 1, number 2, Invincible Amici. Best value, not my top pick, but in the last, race 8, number 1, Terregionte's big odds. Quaddy, first leg 3, 6, 9, 12, second leg 2, 3, 4, 5, third leg 1, 2, 5, 6 and 8, last leg 1, 2, 5 and 7. Player of the day, a parlay 2-3, a win race 1 number 2, a win race 3 number 5 and a win race 4 number 13.
Wonderful, Dean. Let's go to Bendigo. Here's Brendan.